This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, quote, "Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, you know, I just want to get to this real quick. By the way, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can watch us live on YouTube. Join us on live chat. Or go to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com, you can watch us over there. If at any time you want to give us a call, do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do you remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct? And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Let me tell you, we follow the Christ here, okay, just for the record. We're going to be talking about U.S. military members in turbans, beards, and hijabs. I'm not making this up. And simultaneously, what's interesting, friends, you have said state attorneys, AGs, across the country, as well as governors, linked in with the FBI and the likes of Hamas terror-tied groups such as CARE, trying to create blasphemy laws in the military and on civilian populations in the United States of America. See what they're doing? They're attacking, just like I said, they were through totalitarian methods, right? 68% of those that are coming into America today, friends, keep in mind, they want Sharia law. They're not here to assimilate. They want you to conform to their way of life, yet they come to you and ask you for help, only to turn on you when you give them the help. Also, keep in mind who's alluring them into the United States of America, friends. It's your said representatives. We're going to be talking about that just in a little bit here again. Folks, it's long overdue for Americans to remind traitorous representatives that this is America by holding them accountable. That's how this is going to stop. Again, justice guards our liberty. And we already see, friends, those said representatives in government capacity, regardless of what they are, they're not holding to the Constitution. They're working for special interest groups, selling us out to the highest bidder. It's exactly what's going on in this country. Before we get to that, I want to get to this really quick. I seen a piece this morning because I went and ran around, took care of some business today, like I usually do every day of my life. And in the process, I looked up and it was just like, it looked like a checkerboard. It's like, oh my goodness, what do we have going on here today? Well, we see these airplanes dropping, they're spraying from each side of the airplane chemicals down on the American people. Now, for the record, I want people to understand that this is common knowledge. For those that have had their heads stuck in the sand for years, you're a little late on the uptake, but here, I'll get you caught up. It's important that you do. I have a friend that's a pilot, and we were flying out to Tennessee. This is probably 15 years ago, and interestingly enough, I seen a jet go by us that was spraying chemtrails, chemicals down on the people in large populations. This is where they do it. And I said, hey, to him, I said, hey, brother, what is that? And I was playing stupid with him to see what he would say. And he looked at what was coming outside of each one of these wings. And he said to me, Bradley, he said, that is not contrail. He said, they're spraying something down. He was just initiated to this right in front of me. And I want to let you know that this, again, is common knowledge. They're spraying down upon the people chemicals. Now, when I seen this, I came home and I just did a little due diligence. And interestingly enough, what came up on a news feed? Barium found in cities' water supply. So what they're spraying down from airplanes is going into not only your lungs, but it's also going into your water supply. And I want you to hear this report, friends, because it really is second to none, and I got just enough time during this segment so that you might hear it. Listen carefully to the details of this report because it was done very well. Go ahead.
Could a strange substance found by a Southwest Arkansas man be part of a government test? Well, that's the question at the heart of a phenomenon called chemtrails, now getting widespread attention. Well, tonight, Baseline News 12 investigation reporter Jeff Bell shows us the result of testing we had done about what's in our skies.
It seemed like some mornings it was just crisscrossing the whole sky, and it was just like a giant checkerboard.
Bill Nichols snapped several photos of the strange clouds from his home in Stamps, Arkansas. They begin as normal contrails from a jet engine, but do not fade away like a normal contrail. Soon after, he saw particles in the air.
You know, because we'd see it drop to the ground in a haze.
Nichols then noticed the material collecting on the ground.
It was water and stuff that I collected in bowls. I had it set out in my backyard on my dad's pickup truck.
KSLA News 12 had the sample tested at a lab. The results? A high level of barium, 6.8 parts per million, more barium. Than three times the toxic level set by the EPA.
Armed with these lab results about the high levels of barium found in our sample, we decided to contact the Louisiana Department of Environmental Quality. They told us that, yes, these levels are very unusual, but at the same time, they added the caveat that proving the source is a whole other matter.
Barium is a hallmark of other chemtrail testing, which even attracted attention from a Los Angeles TV station. There's already no shortage of unclassified weather modification programs by the government. But those who fear chemtrails could be secret biological or chemical testing on the public point to the 1977 Senate hearings in particular, which confirmed 239 populated areas had been contaminated with biological agents between 1949 and 1969. Later, the 1994 Rockefeller Report concluded hundreds of thousands of military personnel were also subjected to secret biological experiments over the last 60 years. But could secret testing be underway yet again?
I'd rather it be something inert and benign, you know, something that's, you know, not causing any damage, but I'd like to know what it is.
KSLA News 12 discovered chemtrails are even mentioned by name in the initial draft of House Bill 2977, back in 2001, under the Space Preservation Act. But the military denies any such program exists. Jeff Farrell, KSLA News 12
Report. Of course they do.
And, you know, it turns out until 9 years ago, the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions. Only a public outcry repealed part of that law, with some exceptions.
And Jeff's report mentioned high levels of barium linked to those alleged chemtrails.
We listen carefully.
Exactly what effects barium has on the body. We spoke with Mark Ryan, the director of the Poison Control Center. Ryan tells KSLA News 12 that short-term exposure can lead to anything from stomach to chest pains. Long-term exposure causes blood pressure problems. Ryan,
go ahead and pause that. We're going to get to this on the other side. What does barium, which is found in water supplies from chemtrails that they're spraying down on the American people in cities all across the country in populated areas, we're going to come right back on the other side. And I want you to hear what it does to your body, friends. It's not just found in the water supply. You're breathing this stuff in. What does it do to your congestive system? What does it do to your respiratory system? We'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can watch us live on YouTube, Sons of Liberty Media. Also receive 13 articles every day giving you information that the mainstream media omits or censors or suppresses, whatever you'd have. You can also jump over on beforeitsnews.com and check us out there. Watch us live even now. If at any time you'd like to call in, please do. We're going to be talking about U.S. military members in turbans, beards, and hijabs in America. It's time for the American people to remind traitorous representatives, friends, that this is America. This is not the Middle East. They are not here, friends, to assimilate. They are here to conquer. This war has been going on for a long, folks, for centuries. And if we don't learn history, it's going to repeat itself on our own demise in our own ashes. Again, at any time you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I'm playing a piece right now concerning chemtrails. And for those that don't know what chemtrails are, make distinction between chemtrails and contrails. Contrails are what the exhaust that comes out of the jet engines on the airplanes. When you see other things such as chemtrails, you'll see chemicals sprayed as spray out, and what you'll see is you'll see them form into clouds. It looks real dusty. Oftentimes what will happen is it'll feel like you're breathing in dust. You can't see it. You'll also begin to have a little bit harder time breathing. Folks, these are all the things that come with contrails when they're spraying them down on the people in this country. And this is going on all over the country. And it's been going on in this country for a long time. Now, I just played a piece for you during the first segment, friends, concerning chemtrails and what they found in our water. They found barium in our water. Okay, and it's three times what it's supposed to be in the air. And it's interesting to note, if you were listening and paying attention to the details here, the government said, basically, the military said they have no idea what we're talking about. Of course they don't. And secondly, they said that they have a right to do this. Now, I'm just kind of curious, did anybody in this country, all 325.7 million people in this country, did you at any time ever give delegated authority to your said representatives to hand over to your government to go ahead and spray down chemicals on you? I didn't think so. I just wanted to make sure. Now, the part two of this report that was done, by the way, this is the mainstream media that did this, and it was a great report. And interestingly enough, there was a part one to this. Now I'm going to play part two. What are the effects of barium in your body? Okay, not just in the water, not just in the air, but what does it do to your congestive system, to your respiratory system, and what does it do to your stomach? Listen carefully to this professional that obviously understands what he's talking about here. Listen to this.
Only a public outcry repealed part of that law, with some exceptions.
The Justice Report mentioned high levels of barium linked to those alleged chemtrails. We wanted to find out exactly what effects barium has on the body. Well, we spoke with Mark Ryan, the director of the Poison Control Center. Ryan tells KSLA News 12 that short-term exposure can lead to anything from stomach to chest pains. Long-term exposure causes blood pressure problems. Ryan addressed concerns by chemtrail researchers that barium could be meant to wear down a person's immune system.
Really?
Anything that causes ill effects in the body long-term, chronically, is going to affect your ability because it's constantly working on the body. So from that aspect, yeah, it's a potential.
Brian says he's conducting research on his own about secret government testing on the public, but he's still a bit skeptical about the alleged chemtrails.
Alleged.
At least at the moment. Because the Poison Control Center has seen no calls about exposure to barium.
Oh, my goodness. I guess the atmosphere just rains down barium, friends. Alleged. He's looking at the sky the same way that me and you are, noticing something's way off base. It looks like a checkerboard in Minnesota right now, and it's allegations. It's just alleged. I mean, folks, can you make this up? This is irrationality. How ridiculous. I wanted to ask you, and by the way, this is the very reason that America's in trouble today, because they just want to talk about reality as if it's some alleged incident or alleged happening that's taking place here. And friends, it's absolutely ridiculous. It really is. I mean, truth is fictitious to some folks, is it not? And it's stranger than fiction to others. And to throw in the word alleged when it's right in front of his face, they find out the finding of the chemicals that are sprayed down. They're found in the water. They find out that barium is wearing down the human immune system. They're having respiratory problems all over the country, friends, and they're trying to figure out why that this is. And then they say it's some sort of mysterious epidemic, and yet we see it sprayed down right in front of our faces. How long are we going to play stupid, friends? We're going to play stupid to the point where we have nothing left to stand up and fight for? Because that's what this is coming to. And the reason this is happening, again, let me revert back to this, because, again, I love bringing in Scripture into these situations here so people can understand the specificity of God's Word. What are you talking about, Bradley? What does God's Word have to do with any of this? It's called the judgment of God upon a disobedient nation. Well, what are you talking about? Well, when you go to Deuteronomy 28:24, I don't think you can get it any more obvious than what he's going to say and what he said here. The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. Do you think that this may have something to do is concerning these chemtrails being sprayed down on the people, concerning God's judgments, do you think? I would think so. I really would. Another version is this. In context, the Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee until he have consumed thee from off the land, whether thou goest to possess it. The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption, with a fever, and with inflammation, and with an extreme burning, and with the sword, and with a blasting, and with the mildew, and they shall pursue thee until thou perish. Okay? Again, verse 24, chapter 28, Deuteronomy, the Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust, from heaven shall it come down upon thee. Friends, you need to understand that the Lord, if you're not going to listen to his chastisements, which he gives, then he's going to bring his judgments. And then it goes into stages with that in Leviticus 26. I'm also thinking about Amos and Deuteronomy 28 as well. But it comes in stages. If you don't want to listen to his chastisements, then the judgments come. If you don't want to listen to the judgments, then they come seven times harder. okay? Because that's at that point called daring the justice of God. And I know that there's a lot of people out there right now that just don't like to hear the things that I'm talking about. Well, listen, I don't like talking about it any more than you like hearing about it. And don't suggest to yourself that somehow or another I'm not a part of the human plan here, because I am. I'm in this with you. I'm just the guy blowing the trumpet. That's the difference, okay? And that trumpet's being blown for your purposes. It's being blown for your salvation. And it's time that you get right with God, because at the end of the day, it's interesting. Now, let me bring about the correlation so you understand what I'm talking about. Isn't it interesting that we look at all of these agencies that have been created to destroy we the people? Now, all those agencies and those people that just say that they're doing their job, which they're not doing their job, because if they were, they would be going up the ladder and dealing with corruption at the top. They wouldn't be doing their biddings, because keep in mind, dictators never pull the trigger. Okay? It's their subordinates that do so. But isn't it interesting for all of you useful idiots in these agencies that have been created, that you're doing their biddings, you're doing their lying, you're doing their stealing, and you're doing their killing for them? Keep in mind, it's you and your families that this powder is raining down upon as well. And if you think for one moment, and I'm talking to the bad guy right now, if you think for one moment that you're asked or you're called upon or you're paid to do the biddings of someone that means to destroy a people, if you think for some reason or another that they won't lie, steal, and kill you at the end of the day, you are sadly, sadly mistaken. You're beyond all hope. You really, truly are. My message to you is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, because it applies to you too. And the fact of the matter is, we, America, are doing this to ourselves, period. Our sin is finding us out. It's catching up with us, and it applies to every single one of us. And for anybody that thinks, understanding Scripture, this is my perspective, this is my reference, anybody thinks that the bad guys above all this, you're sadly mistaken. Bad guys, and I'm talking about those that are up on the higher end, paying for all of this destruction, like the George Soroses and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the Bushes and the Clintons and the Obamas. Folks, just keep in mind, they're just puppets in the hand of God to bring judgment upon a disobedient nation. But when judgment comes upon them, look in Scripture. It comes much worse than what they were used for upon a people. Okay? So at the end of the day, no one's getting out of this unscathed. God's judgment is so precise. His judgment is so thorough that he will not in any sense of the word overlook iniquity in any sense of the word, namely his word. So friends, it doesn't get any clearer than that. We need to wake up as to what's going on in our country. It needs to stop. You already know that they, as you've been taught to say about your government, they are not going to stop anything. They are a part of the problem. They are not those kind of people that you can help. They are the ones that must lawfully be stopped in their tracks and lawfully dealt with, regardless if they will do it to themselves. We need to take responsibility and do for ourselves what they are not willing to do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Coronavirus legislation signed by President Donald Trump lets Medicare expand the use of telemedicine in outbreak areas, potentially reducing the infection risk for vulnerable seniors. Coverage of telemedicine is now limited to primarily residents of rural areas facing long road trips for treatment from specialists. The law allows the government to waive those restrictions to help deal with the public health emergency created by the coronavirus. Scientists tracking the global respiratory disease outbreak have documented that the coronavirus takes a higher toll on older people, on patients with multiple chronic conditions, and those with compromised immune systems. Death rates are higher among older patients, while younger people are more likely to get a milder form of the illness. Overall, telemedicine has grown steadily in recent years, and the new telemedicine waivers would benefit roughly two-thirds of Medicare recipients in the traditional program. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Got a phone call from David coming in from San Francisco. How are you, David? Haven't talked to you in a while. Welcome to the show.
Hey, well, not too bad, Bradley. We're kind of out in between the radioactive bay and the coronavirus off the shore, so it's one of these kind of, you know, cool, calm and soothing days in San Francisco.
Yeah, yeah, well, I wish that was the case here.
Hey, you know, I heard you talking about
chemtrails?
Chemtrails, right. Yeah. You know, I called up a show some years ago, 2002, and there was this NPR show with a kind of a famous scientist from Stanford, and he was saying that the chemtrails were actually an effort by the old scientist Edward Teller to make a mirror up in the upper atmosphere so that we wouldn't be cooked by global warming. And you were saying it was boron? No, you were saying
barium.
It was barium.
Barium.
Yeah,
yep,
yeah,
barium.
He was saying it was boron. It was powdered aluminum and boron, and you can actually hear it. It's radio station WILL, and then you look for September 9th of 2002, and you can listen to him. I got 9 minutes to talk to him about it, and he was saying that Edward Teller came up with this idea of spraying out this aluminum and boron to, you know, the global warming, like the upper atmosphere was falling apart. The ozone layer was falling apart. It was letting in too many ultraviolet rays, and that those were, you know, basically giving skin cancer and, you know, burning the crops and things like that. And that if they sprayed out this boron and aluminum powder, that they would create a mirror. air in the upper atmosphere. Well, this guest on the show, Stephen Schneider, said, well, it's the stupidest idea in the world because rather than stopping the pollution that's killing the upper atmosphere, they want to keep the pollution going, but it would take 300 years to make this mirrored effect work. And in order to, you'd have to keep a budget going for 300 years. And what government could keep a budget for such a cockamamie idea? And so you can listen to him, and it's a serious show. Like I say, it's September 9th of 2002 on radio station WILL, and the show is called Focus 500, or 580, with David Inge. And I checked the podcast, it's still up there.
Well, it's interesting. You know how this came about to me, David? It was nothing that anybody shared with me, anybody showed me. I remember one day, this was probably 20 years ago, I came outside in North Minneapolis, that would be the hood, and I looked up and I seen it. I never seen so many lines in all my life. It looked like a checkerboard times 100. And I noticed the airplanes were going back and forth, and I'm thinking, wait a second, these contrails, they're not evaporating. They're staying there. And so what I did is there was a lady walking down the street, and I said, ma'am, have you ever seen these before? And she said, honey, you need to get out more. That's contrail. And I said, that is not contrail. And I went online, and it was all over the place to be found, David. And for them, you know, when you have the government lying to you and the military saying that we have no idea what's going on, you know all the well they're involved with what's going on. And when you see what's being sprayed down and, you know, innocent people just saying, wait a second, something's not right. They're having respiratory problems and heart failure, and people are falling over dead because they can't breathe anymore. This isn't just some epidemic that came out of anywhere. I mean, it's literally in our faces, and it's not allegations the way that this reporter suggested that it was. It's right in front of our faces. And really, what I come to when I see all of this, none of this surprises me whatsoever. And then when I come to Scripture and I see clearly as to the Scripture that I just gave to you a couple minutes ago about how the Lord would rain down powder upon you to destroy you, he's just doing what he said he would always do. He's going to have his way one way or another.
I don't know about the Lord doing it. It's big money masters, you might say, but for the most part, the money masters don't want to stop polluting, right? And the pollution has gotten up into the ozone layer. If you remember in your chemistry, ozone is three parts oxygen. And it's a really delicate compound because anything that touches it wants to instantly steal that oxygen. And so it takes centuries and centuries for that ozone to float way up into the upper atmosphere, and it creates a mirrored effect so that the ultraviolet rays don't cook us. And just the right amount of ultraviolet and infrared get through the upper atmosphere, and we the people can walk this, you know, we could walk around naked if wasn't for sunburn. And,
right.
And so
let me ask you something, though, David. Let me ask you something, though, just because I want to get back to something that you just said a couple minutes ago. Are you a Christian?
Well, I'm older than that. I go for the Abrahamic religions, which are Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, and that they're all talking about the Garden of Eden and that we're supposed to be stewards of the earth. And money masters don't want us to be stewards of the earth. And it's kind that's why I'm Green Party.
Yeah, but I understand what you're saying from your perspective, but from my perspective and the Word of God's perspective, there's a heaven and there's a hell. What was hell created for?
Well, I think the Garden of Eden is what we're supposed to be tending. And when you start getting into looking around for other options, that's not what I'm into.
But what I'm trying to get you, David, is nobody can put their finger on the bad guy. Nobody can nobody can put their finger on the responsible party for all the bad things that are happening in this country. And what I'm suggesting is there's blessings and there's curses. God said, if you do this, this is what I'm going to do. But if you don't do this, this is what I'm going to do. Okay, so therefore the presupposition is that God is, and if God is, that's where we go back to. If we want to address the issues, if we want to right the wrongs, we're going to have to go back to the one that can do just that. Because what we do is we get caught up into these conversations that are never ending. They're fables. It's like the rhetorical talk where the dog keeps chasing his tail. He can never get a hold of his tail. Well, when I read the Word of God, there's closure every single time. Every conversation I have, I can have closure because I understand. Now, I also want to say this too. I wasn't talked into my Christian faith, David. Okay? The Lord answered my prayer. He birthed that prayer. I didn't do that. Okay? Yeah. So whatever God puts in a man, no devil in hell or no argument can take it from that man. And what I'm suggesting
I'm
here is...
I'm talking science, you know, and like the laws of physics are the laws of God, as far as I'm concerned. You know, if the gravity does work, the sun rises in the east, you know, it sets in the west, there are certain standards that we know are true. And when you start getting into who's setting the values is how, you know, we the people have been born into some fake values, and like the money. The money gets changed out all the time. You know, it's the value of, and so there, and I think I've talked about this in other calls. I've asked you whether you've ever heard of the ancient three estates, where it's the king,
no.
the king, the military, and the church. And that through the centuries, they've basically been doing different power trips to keep the people in line. And so.
Yeah, yeah.
The fake values, the king comes up with fake values, the military comes up with fake values, the church comes up with fake values. And so
you
have to look for the reference points. And the garden, you know, the Garden of Eden, to me, is a big reference point. Getting into the laws of physics and whether or not a polluter can make money polluting and leave the wreckage for other people to clean up. I mean, that is not a godly kind of situation.
Oh, you're right. Let me go into this, though, because you're saying a lot of things here. So really what it comes down to is it's a theocracy, and who runs the show? Well, if we go above the people of the money, we go above the king, we go above the military, not in that order, then who's above him? And this is the issue that I'm always trying to get to, is I'm trying to get people to think in the way that Christians are supposed to think concerning the Word of God. The Bible says that the earth belongs to the Lord and the fullness thereof. Okay? If we go back to Him, He's going to give us the answers. Interestingly enough that you brought up the point that these people love to pollute, and they're going to keep polluting, David. Well, guess what? If the church in America, 86% of us, obeyed God enough, we actually loved Him enough to obey Him, we would deal with those that are corrupting our society. And guess what? That's His commandment that we do that, and we're not doing that anymore. And that's exactly why America's under judgment today in America. It's that simple. And it blows me away that people get caught up into these little trails that just end up going nowhere over and over and over again. But when you want the answers, friends, I am telling you, every issue that we have in this life, in this life and in the next, friends, it's found in the Word of God. I mean, it talks about false balances concerning money. I mean, for everything, David, that you're saying right now, I can address it scripturally. But I want to go back to this. What we're talking about right now are the people that are doing this. Let's just call them for who they are, the bad guys, right? But the fact of the matter is the bad guys are doing what the bad guys are doing because the good guys aren't doing what God commanded them to do in dealing with the bad guys. So therefore, the good guys, they suffer the abuse of the bad guys. Is that God's fault or is that our own fault? It's our own fault for disobeying God by not dealing with the bad guys. This is in every given scenario. If it's heresy in the church, we have heresy in the church because the church doesn't deal with the heretics. If it's corruption in politics, we have corruption in politics because the people at large in this country don't deal with the corrupt politicians. And yet when you look at provision found in the Word of God, and yet when you look at provision found in the U.S. Constitution, it's all there, and guess what it all comes back down to, friends? Justice guards our liberties. Is the bad guy, or are the bad guys going to bring about justice upon themselves? Absolutely not, okay? And if we just let the bad guys do what the bad guys do, then we are accomplices to the crimes that they're committing against us and our posterity and our neighbors, in our towns, in our cities, and in our states. And and in our country. We, at length, are doing this to ourselves. And if we want to right the wrongs, then we better get back to the King of Kings and the Lord Jesus Christ and see what his plan is to bring about the resolve that the world needs, because it's not our job to bring to the world the problems. It's our job as Christians to bring the answers to the world.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. Dr. Mike Spaulding here, pastor of Calvary Chapel of Lima, Ohio, and the host of Soaring Eagle Radio and Dr. Mike Live. And you are listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio with my good friend, Bradley Dean. Stay tuned.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I got a lot of folks on live chat. Folks, I'm telling you what, it's livening up over on live chat right now. If you're at home right now, go online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, click on to YouTube, watch us live, and join us on live chat. If you're driving, go ahead and give us a call at 1-866-582-9933. And by the way, if you want to jump over on beforeitsnews.com, you can do that as well. Okay? By the way, I wanted to tell everybody thank you to 119 cities for making us the number one radio show on Genesis Communication Networks on the United States of America. We appreciate that. The number one and number two show throughout the week and broadcasting into 53 countries as well. We know why you're doing that, okay? I want to go back just to a couple things that people are saying right now. I had my friend John over there just say, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing, Edmund Burke. I have a great respect for Edmund Burke. As a matter of fact, Edmund Burke is the one that said, kings will be tyrants from policy when subjects are rebels from principles. He's exactly right. Policy undermines law. Keep in mind, law does not follow policy. Policy follows law. But going back to Edmund Burke, he was wrong on this one. I respect the guy greatly. Same thing with others like MLK Jr. Some of the things that they said were right on smack, but it got a little weird when it came to the word. Now, what I'm saying is good men do not allow evil to prevail. That's all I'm saying. Good men do not allow evil men to prevail. Good men deal with the evil men that mean to prevail. That's all I'm saying here, okay? We also have some other comments on there, which right now I was... Joni just said some things, and I thought that was actually humorous what she was saying, and I think I got the picture, and I'm trying to keep this as upright as I can, Joni, but I got the visual on that one, okay? I got the visual on that one. And then I just had Donald say, but, Jesus said there's none good except God. Must have been something we were saying on the last segment. That's exactly right. There is none good but God. Maybe the lesser of two evils. There's no such thing as the lesser of two evils. Either they're right or they're wrong. A little leaven at the whole lump, put that into that. And then if you remember what Charles Spurgeon rightly said, the Prince of Preachers, he said, of the lesser of two evils, he said, choose neither. But by the way, you know what? Now that I'm saying that, I've got to address this. Okay, we've seen Mike Bloomberg now fall out. Now we see Elizabeth Warren now fall out. Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar. Can I just ask everybody that's watching right now, and those that despise what I tell you because you hate the truth, right? John 3:18 and 19 and 20 and 21. Did I not tell you that all of these people that were handed to the American people, they're Marxists, communists, anti-Americans, namely the ones that I just named? Didn't I tell you they would fall off? Didn't I tell you that they were being used to drive support to Donald Trump's administration? Now they're teeing it up. Bernie Sanders is now pulling out. Oh, well, what a surprise here. Right on cue. And just to show you how short the memories are of the people in this country, didn't Bernie Sanders pull out and hand it over to that of Hillary Clinton last presidential cycle? Whoa! He did! He did the same thing with her that he's given over to Joe Biden. And see how this works? They're casting this into your teeth, which is another sign of judgment from heaven to a disobedient nation. They're taking the most despised man that they put up in offering you as a candidate. Not a one of them's legitimate, but they put up the one that's most despised, and now they're putting him up as the one that people most approved of. Okay, this is a system to get you to believe, friends, that there is a majority of people that are there in support of what you would call the left. No, this is the oldest trick in the communist playbook, friends. Cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. It's the same thing they did with Hillary Clinton, same thing they did with Barack Hussein Obama, only because the American people refuse to listen to the truth. I can hear it right now, Jeremiah 5:31. My people would have it so. It's like a sports game to them, right? They don't realize that their blood-bought freedoms are being ripped from under them every day, that they're entertained by a bunch of clowns in the circus of politics. But I just wanted to go back to this. Did I not tell you this was going to happen? That's all I want to know. I'm just asking the question, is this exactly what I told you was going to happen? It's exactly what's going to happen. Right? And it's exactly what's happening. And it's the same game they're going to play the next cycle and the next cycle and the next cycle to drive support to the candidate that they want. In lesser of two evils that you're given to by the mainstream media and the powers that be, you need to understand both of the evils are handpicked. They win regardless of the left or the right. The Democrats or the Republicans win, friends, because they're both appointed by the same powers that be. That's what you haven't figured out yet. Are things getting better? No. Well, then what are you grumbling about what I'm telling you right now? I want to say this. Listen to me carefully, and I'm going to continuously say this until the next cycle. There are over 200 individuals running for the presidency of the United States of America. Okay? The only ones that you heard of are Donald Trump, right? And by the way, there's other people that are running on the Republican ticket, for those that didn't know. Did you know that? As a matter of fact, maybe I should have some people call in without going online and telling me who they are. Oh, you're probably not going to be able to do that because you haven't been told about them. Why, friends, are they censoring that information? Why, friends, are they omitting that information? Because they have their point man. They have the one that's going to entertain the goats. They have the one that's leading the people to distract them from what they're really doing. It's just what's happening in this country today. Okay? I just want to interject that into the conversation because it's important, people, to understand that I don't like being lied to. And I want to tell you this, in all sincerity, I don't like when you're lied to neither. But there's only so many times I can show you the fruit in my basket and say, did I not show you that? Did I not tell you? And I'm not trying to play anything. I'm just simply trying to tell you that I'm following the lead of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God here in history. And by the way, the best way to predict the future is to know your history. Okay? And this is what people don't want to do. They don't want to do their due diligence. They want someone else to do that for them. That's why you're being destroyed. Read Hosea 4:6. Now, friends, I need to get over this to this because it's what's happening in America today. And we need to understand the severity as to what's going on. I see this information all day long. I'm in Minnesota. Okay. I know Michigan's under the same pressure. I know that there's 18 governors in the United States of America right now that want to open the floodgates to Muslims coming into the United States of America. I'm all for those that want to assimilate, but I'm not for those that are here, 68% of them, that want Sharia law. No, our government should enforce the law without question and deport them yesterday. Okay? And deport them yesterday. And by the way, I better stop. I just got a check there. I want people to understand what I just said. I want you to hear it in context because what they'll do, the media will take what I just said and they'll omit everything I said before and after. Okay? And they'll say that we need to deport them all. That's what they'll tell them. No, if you're here to assimilate, I'm all about it. Come here, man. My arm's around your shoulder. You're here to learn our ways under the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, period. We're based on common law. Right? Yeah. Amen. We're in this together. If you're not, you need to be deported yesterday. I'm not going to put up with you. I just want you to know that. I am not going to put up with you. Okay? In the state of Minnesota, we're finding out that Keith Ellison and Tim Walz, I've shared this with you in part, but this tees it up for what I'm going to talk about in a couple minutes here. They want to, Ellison right now is trying to create blasphemy laws. And for those listening to me in Minneapolis, St. Paul right now at 1530 a.m., listen carefully, okay? This is treason. Tim Walz wants to make your state a sanctuary city. This is happening all across the country, by the way. Tim Walz wants to commit your state to 300% more Somalis to come into the state of Minnesota. And they're not coming in again to assimilate. They're coming in to try to get you to assimilate to their ways. Okay, they're colonizing right now. Both Tim Walz and Keith Ellison are committing the act of treason. If that is not treason, friends, I need to understand what the definition is. And I got a pretty good grip on it, especially when I read it for you and myself over and over and over again. Okay, they sit there and they continuously kiss the American people as they betray them, as they sell themselves out to the highest bidder, just like Judas. Right? It's exactly what they're doing. They want to bring these people into the United States of America, and they want to upend. They want Sharia law. I shared with you just this last week my experience at the third floor at the Minnesota Capitol this year, just last week, forgive me. And what we found is the Minnesota Historical Society actually put up a, they're supposed to tour across the country, and it was a display, a room display, and it was all filled with Muslims. Okay, it's been there not for 2 weeks, but for 4 years. They had not purposed to pull this down in any sense of the word in the state of Minnesota. What's interesting is the guy that was actually giving us this little mini tour asked the question, what do they have to do with Minnesota history? Matter of fact, what do they have to do with the history of the United States of America? And I just sat there and looked at him and he said, absolutely nothing. Hey, friends, they're not here to be buddy-buddy. They're not here for the U.S. Constitution. They're not here to uphold the enumerated laws found within. They're here to tear them down. And on the other side of this break, coming up on hour two, we're going to go to the United States military and find that members are now in turbans, beards, and hijabs.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.